Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Gavin.
Nancy, it's Gavin.
Gavin, how are you today?
Well, mostly good, but not completely. I wanted to talk to you about a date that I had.
Oh.
Went out with this woman. A friend of mine set me up through a friend of hers, and everything seemed really great. I went and picked her up. I drove. We went to a movie. I let her pick. It wasn't my favorite, but I don't even want to say the name. I don't want to advertise it, but I was like, all right, fine. I let her pick. She got her way. Then afterward, she said she was hungry, and I was too. I let her pick again. She said she wanted Taco Bell. And
yeah.
Like, sounds
well,
like a keeper.
That I agreed on, sure. And we went to Taco Bell, and we loaded up. We had plenty of food. We got everything that she wanted. I had my fill, and I thought everything went great. Ever since then, I'm just ghosted. Nothing. I'm not hearing anything from her.
Huh.
And, so I went back to my friend to see if I could get some, like, behind-the-scenes feedback, what happened, and he doesn't want to talk to me about it at all. So I don't know what's going on. I'd really like to find out because I thought there was something there, and apparently not. So help me out. What's going on?
You had me at Taco Bell. I'm telling
right?
you, Gavin, seriously. What's her name?
Lily. Her name is Lily.
Lily. Shall we give her a ring, Woody?
Yeah, give us about 10 minutes and we'll call her up, okay?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
Gavin?
Yeah.
What'd you get at Taco Bell?
Gotta know the important question.
Yeah. Come on now.
Like I said, I got everything she wanted. She wanted a couple of burritos.
Okay.
She got two burritos. She got some of those sweet dessert things.
Oh, the churros.
A little twist. Yeah. A cinnamon twist. Yeah.
Got her a big drink. I got, more or less the same thing with a couple of soft tacos, too, because I love them. Oh, and I got a hard taco. And really, by the time we were done ordering, it ended up being like, I don't know, it was like four or five bags of food, something like that.
But see, Taco Bell just keeps giving.
They can throw down, can't they?
I am impressed. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and give Lily a call. Is that cool?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Extension 4, this is Lily.
Hi, Lily. Do you have time to talk?
Who is this?
This is Nancy and Woody. We're from K99.1 FM, the country music station in the Miami Valley.
Oh, my God. you know what? Sure, my day has been boring. Why not?
I think she might have an idea, Woody.
Yeah, are you familiar with us, apparently?
I am. I listen to you guys all the time.
So you probably know why we're calling around this time then, huh?
I might have a feeling. Let's go with it. Why not?
Gavin, the Taco Bell guy?
Yeah, Gavin, the Taco Bell guy. Mm-hmm. Gordita Crunch, wrap and Crunch Wrap Supreme.
Sounds delicious.
I love
I'm
this
hungry
girl.
Now.
I know, right? So what happened? He said everything. I got the impression, didn't you, Woody, that everything was awesome.
They usually do give
you know
that
what?
Impression.
Yeah. It was, I have to say, like, we went to a movie. It was fun. And, you know, he bought me popcorn. And he's very cute. Like physically, totally my type. Had a good time. We're laughing. Afterwards, we're both kind of like, oh, I'm, like, a little hungry. Didn't eat dinner before the movie. So we go to Taco Bell. You know, like I said, we order like one of everything practically, which I'm into. and, you know, we sort of like finish our food. He's going to drive me home. Pull up to a red light. He rolls down the window and proceeds to throw out all of the Taco Bell trash out the window onto the ground, including like a couple of other like coffee cups from I don't know how long I've been in there. Just throws his trash into the road.
What?
And I'm like, I'm just like aghast. I'm like, what are you doing? And he like says something like, oh, like people get paid to pick this up. Like,
you're kidding.
But I'm just like, Yeah, I'm just like, what? Like, do you want to live in a world where there's trash around you all the time? Like, apart from the fact that it's, you know, bad for the earth, whatever. I was just, like, disgusted, and it was a complete turnoff. I mean, I was just like, if this is this person's, like, way of moving through the world and, like, respecting the earth and the people around him, I'm done. Like, that was it. Like, I was not raised like that. I was not raised this way. And I'm telling you, there were McDonald's bags in the backseat that he threw out.
He has good taste in food.
Bad taste in placement of trash.
So, I mean, it sounds like this was not his first time decorating.
Yeah. Oh, definitely not. Yeah.
Hey, whoa, Lily, don't make me sound like I'm some kind of bad guy, especially not on the radio. Look it, I'm giving people jobs. I'm creating jobs. They get paid for it.
Oh, God. You're not.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling this was going to happen.
You're not one of those people kind of people, are you?
What, those people? No, of course not. I mean, everybody needs a job, right? And I'm just helping out. Hey, besides, you see those orange jumpsuits, the prison jumpsuits, to give those guys something to do, too? Think about what they did wrong, repaying their debt to society?
This is a joke, right? You're not serious, are you?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Like, Gavin, is this the world you want to live in where, like, you're just walking around and people are throwing trash in front of you? Like, imagine you're not the person in the car. Imagine when you want to go to the park. Is it enjoyable for you to, like, sit around mountains of trash?
Well, no, I don't sit around mountains of trash because I'm helping create jobs with people who pick it up. Do you not
creating
that?
A job is a very
serious?
Different task than littering. Like, littering is not
for
creating
sure.
a job.
You are a litter bug.
Yeah.
Oh, and what kind of world do you want where everybody's going around hugging trees? Are you upset?
Honestly, that sounds a lot better. I mean,
you were.
I don't know why that's a problem. Like
the bag that I littered, is that what you're worried about?
Am I worried about what?
That you were once hugging the tree that got turned into
oh
the bag
God.
That I threw out the window. Is that the problem?
It you're literally
care.
Like talking to a 5-year-old. Like this, the fact that you threw your trash out the window is now making it so apparent that you're like 5 years old and can't take a little bit of feedback on like why what you did was wrong.
I can't believe I've been sweating this date over this. This is ridiculous. If I had known you were like this, I would not have gone out with you at all. You made me sound like a piece of shit on the radio.
Yeah, I really don't have to do a lot to make you sound like a piece of shit. That's something you do on your own.
Yeah.
Honestly, Gavin, like, you're just disgusting. I can't. I'm done. You're gross. You're disgusting.
I'm not sure if we do what we're supposed to do, but I think we kind of have to. Yes, Nick?
Do
you have to offer? Okay.
Do it.
All right. The way Second Date works, and I think Lily knows this, is that since you reached out to us, we're going to attempt to send you guys out together again.
Yeah, what we could do is pick up the tab and the transportation, take you anywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you both have to say yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm good. No thanks.
Yeah, this is more litter I'm throwing out. I don't think so.
Wow. F*** you, dude. You.
Yeah, baby!
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.